When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
My next guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning sportscaster and the host of TNT's Inside the NBA. Please welcome Ernie Johnson Jr. Thanks for being here. You must be a little bit tired because you were in Phoenix last night, right?
I was. The championship? The NCAA championship. Tar Heels of North Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fans.
Give it up. Okay, so there are a lot of games to watch in March Madness, though. 68 teams. How many games? Is it 34 games or something like that?
Well, there's a bunch that first weekend.
Do you have to watch all of them?
Yes, we do. But here's the deal. I mean, and I tell Charles and Kenny, who I work with all the time,
sure,
when they say, oh, these hours are so much, I said, if you had a boss who told you the first 2 days of the tournament, all I want you to do is watch March Madness, you'd probably sign up for that. And so we get to do that, and it's awesome. And it's a lot of homework. You know, there's 68 teams, and you're expected to know who all the players are.
But you can't possibly know who all the players are.
No, you can't.
You can't. So how do you, when a guy makes a play on a team you know nothing about, how do you BS your way through? Not that you ever would, but how does an announcer BS their way through a player who he has to talk about who he doesn't know jack about?
I would say there are certain fallback lines. You know, if you don't know who the backup point guard for South Dakota State is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say,
Will Farber?
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah.
And you say, the guy, he can shoot the three ball. He's not real quick, but, of course, he's got great handles. And if you say it with conviction, they say, well, he knows everybody on that team.
Wow. I did not follow that at all.
Yeah.
I did not follow that at all. Who did you have?
I had North Carolina.
That's
going to sound phony. The week before the tournament, I was all about Oregon, and they lost one of their best players. They lost one of their best players, and I said, when I fill out my bracket, I'm going North Carolina. It was the only team I had left by the time it got there, so I did not win my pool.
Did you say you filled out your bracket a week before the championship?
No, I predicted Oregon a week. No, before the tournament started.
Oh, I thought, a week ago you filled it out. I'm like, of course anybody can do that.
Yeah, really, I don't see what the big problem is. Yeah. I just fill it out as I go. I've never missed one. Yeah.
You host Inside the NBA on TNT, as I was saying. You got Barkley, you got Shaq, you got Kenny Smith. Those are some very large personalities there. Are you like camp counselor? How do you control that group of people? You're the host, but they're pretty powerful personalities.
It's been camp counselor. It's been point guard. Mm-hmm. It's been traffic cop. And I think that's a real insult to real traffic cops because, especially in this city, if a traffic cop is trying to make sure nothing happens in the intersection, everybody gets through. I'm like the rogue traffic cop. I wave Kenny through the intersection, knowing full well Shaq will T-bone him.
Shaq's a big guy.
If I were an actual traffic cop, I would have a desk duty or something by this point.
Shaq must be sort of hard to wrangle. He's a big personality.
He's the world's biggest kid. I get to work with these guys. I grew up with two older sisters. This is as close as I'll ever come to having brothers. And we all treat each other that way. But Shaq is just a big, huge kid. And he's all about YouTube. You know, it's 15 seconds before we go on halftime. And he's got some kind of music playing in front of him. And he's got his phone out. And he's singing something. He says, Ernie, sing this verse with me. I get like 2 billion YouTube hits. I don't care if it gets 2 billion YouTube. Really, if you sing this verse with me, you get like 10 million YouTube hits. And so I play along with him at times, but they're all three are wonderful. And Shaq is just, yeah, he's the world's biggest kid.
Well, you have a new book. It's called Unscripted, The Unpredictable Moments That Make Life Extraordinary. What do you mean about the unpredictable moments? Like what are some of the examples in your own life that have made your life extraordinary?
Well, I think it's, I've tried to write the script, and I think, for a long time, I married a beautiful woman, Cheryl. We've been married for almost 35 years now. And thank you. And I outkicked my coverage big time. But so I had this beautiful wife and a great job, and we had Eric, who's here tonight. He's sitting somewhere. He's 32 years old, my first. There he is right there. And so I had a boy and a girl and a great wife and a great job, and that's exactly the way I scripted it. But then the unscripted happens, and my wife sees a special about Romanian orphans in 1990 and says we should adopt one of those kids. And she goes to Romania, adopts a little boy who eventually is diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. So now the script that we'd written, it goes totally unscripted. And a lot of kids don't get out of their teens when they got MD. He's 28 years old now. He's a miracle. And his name is Michael. And we adopted a little girl from Paraguay, and we adopted two girls out of foster care about 7 or 8 years ago, because my wife is the world changer. I'm a sportscaster, Stephen. She's the world changer. She's the one who works with addicted women. She's the one who fights child sex trafficking and says a lot of girls age out of foster care and get lured into that. Let's adopt one. We adopted two. I mean, so it's these unscripted moments that we don't run away from. We embrace them, and it makes our lives worthwhile.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Arnie.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Up next, Irvin Magic Johnson. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. He is a 5-time NBA champion with the Los Angeles Lakers, an Olympic gold medalist, and the CEO of Magic Johnson Enterprises. Please welcome to a Late Show, Irvin Magic Johnson. Hey, Magic.
Hey, Stephen. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. You know, people might assume, because I do this show and you're a famous person, that we've met before. We've never laid eyes on each other before. This is it.
That's right. The very first time. But you're a cool brother, man. I like you a lot.
Quite a compliment coming from you. Now, I'm going to break some news here, and you might not even know this news. Magic had a talk show called The Magic Hour, and I don't know if you know this, but I was originally offered the role of your sidekick on The Magic Hour. And I forgot who you ended up actually getting, but I was the guy they came to and said, would you be this? I couldn't do it because I'd just been hired at The Daily Show. but I can prove it. I have a Magic Hour T-shirt. Look at that. Go, there you go. There it is.
The Magic Hour. Steven, it was a blessing you didn't take the job, see, because now you end up doing a wonderful job because we didn't last that long. So,
but we could have been friends.
That's right.
We could have been friends. This is such a treasured possession of mine. Anyway, that's one of the reasons why I've been longing to meet you all these years. Second, listen, congratulations. I know in 2012 you became a part owner of the Dodgers. Now you've got an MLB championship trophy. Congratulations on winning the World Series last year. What did that feel like? Whole other sport to be number one.
Well, it felt great. I tell you, I can't wait to get the rings. I can't wait to opening day to also hopefully I can own a trophy one day, the World Series trophy, because I have the Laker trophies.
I've got a shot here. We got a few of those right there. This is a room dedicated just to your trophies with a basketball, a Lakers court floor down there. That's nice. Do you make people, is that your front hallway of your house? Because I would make people walk by that before they did anything else in my house.
Well, it's not quite in the front, but I got a whole room dedicated to the Lakers and the things that we were able to achieve, 5 NBA championships, of course, and then the 3 MVP trophies, and then my junior high jersey, my high school state championship jersey, Michigan State jersey, which we won the national championship, and then, of course, the Dream Team and the Laker jersey. So all those things are in my championship Laker room.
And soon the World Series trophy. Somewhere.
That's right.
Somewhere in there. Hey, do you ever lord it over Jordan? Because he wanted to play baseball, and now you're a baseball champion.
Well, see, Michael and I, we love each other. So, listen, he tried baseball. At least he did try it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't stand in that batter's box and watch, you know, 100-mile-an-hour pitch coming my way. But Michael, give him credit. Not only did, just think about this, Steven. He won 3 championships, said, oh, I'm going to quit, take a year or two off, then came back and won another 3 championships. I mean, 6-0 in the NBA Finals, Michael Jordan. And that last dance was amazing, too, you know. And so I love Michael, and I love what he stands for and what he's doing, not just in basketball, but off the court as well.
You and I have something else in common, and that is big families. I'm one of 11. You're one of 10.
Yep.
Now, was it a competitive family? Did you guys ever face off like 5-on-5?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, all my siblings play sports. So, you know, any junior high we went to, Dwight Rich Junior High, we all were on the team. We went to Everett High School. My sisters all played basketball and softball. We played basketball. And when you think about it, we played 1-on-1, so there were a lot of fights. my sisters wanted to beat me. I wanted to beat my sisters. I didn't let nobody win. I wanted to win every single game. I didn't care if it was my brother, sister, mother, father, or cousin, or somebody else. I always wanted to win. And matter of fact, I won most of the time.
Did you ever play Obama?
Yeah, I didn't play against him. I played with him,
okay.
And we actually won the game. It was 1-1 tie. They had beat us one time. We beat them one time. So we're playing a championship game, and it came down to the last second, and he hit the game-winning shot, and he left his hand up. You know how you swish it and you leave your hand up like, yeah, that's me. I made that shot.
It's what I do. It's what I do, to quote the man himself.
That's right.
No, the COVID could be, you know, knock wood, could be lifting fairly soon.
Yeah.
There are already some signs that there's going to be a little relaxing. March Madness starts tomorrow. Fans are allowed to be there at 25% capacity. How much do fans affect your performance as a player?
Well, Steven, a lot, because you want them there to give you the energy, right? You want them to. This is what happens, especially when you're down in a game. A crowd can will you to victory, can bring you back. And so I think it's going to be good for all the college players to have some people there cheering or even booing, because you get off on both, right, as a competitor. So this is going to be exciting. And I think this year is going to be more exciting probably than any other year. Yes, we got Gonzaga as the favorite. But I think there's about 10 teams that could actually win it all. And that's what's going to make it so exciting, because you don't have the traditional powerhouse teams like you had in the past. So you actually don't know what's going to happen. So everybody get ready, because this year is going to be real March Madness.
You mentioned The Last Dance, that the documentary about the Bulls. I understand a documentary about your career is in the works right now.
Yes.
What is it? Have you been watching any of this footage yourself? Have you gone down the memory lane as people, go from the teenager, the high school guy to, the Hall of Fame champion? What memories has that brought up?
Well, Stephen, I haven't watched none of the film yet. What I did was, of course you recall all the moments, and it's been great. The best moment is even playing against Larry Bird in the 1979 NCAA championship game, right? It's still the most watched NCAA college basketball
Michigan
game.
Michigan State versus Indiana
State, that's right. So just reflecting back on that and what we both had to go through to get to that moment was great for both Larry and I. And then growing up in Lansing, Michigan, my father working for General Motors for 30 years, my mother working in the school cafeteria, growing up with my siblings, just recalling all those moments brought back so many great memories of just life, right? And I'm so happy I went through that whole journey. And then getting to Los Angeles, a little kid from Lansing, Michigan, fresh off the boat, in big LA and just creating Showtime with the Lakers and then moving into the business arena. So it's going to capture all those great moments. And it's been fun to film all those moments. And then it's been a lot of moments without me, because I wanted them to feel my brothers and sisters and the guys that I grew up with, who I'm still close with today. So it's been amazing.
How, you're such a fierce competitor. Larry Bird is such a fierce competitor. How did you guys become such good friends? How do you get beyond the desire to bear the other guy on the court?
Well, Stephen, after we hated each other first. Because when we left college and we played for that championship game, now we ended up with the two most storied franchises in the NBA. Him with the Celtics, myself with the Lakers. And so they already had history before we both showed up. So we had to dislike each other based on the rivalry already. And then finally we came together at his house. We were shooting a Converse commercial. It was probably the greatest moment for both of us. So we shot about 3 hours of the film. So finally they said, hey, it's lunchtime. I'm thinking I'm going to my trailer to have lunch, and he's going to his house. And he turned to me and said, Magic, my mom has prepared lunch for us at the house. And now when he threw his mother in there, I can't say no. So now we had never really broken bread. So I went up to his house, and his mother was bringing out all the food. And finally, she said to Larry, did you tell him yet? And Larry said, no, you tell him. So she turned around and said, Magic, you my favorite basketball player.
Moms don't lie.
Yes.
Moms don't lie.
That broke the ice. And we became friends right after that. And we're great friends even today. And I love the man. You know what happens, Stephen? Your competitor can make you better. Larry Bird made me a better basketball player. And I think I made him a better basketball player.
Well, Magic, it's great to finally meet you. We should have done a talk show together. I think it would have been good.
We'd probably still be on the air then, see?
That's right. We'd be celebrating 25 years in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Cool.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.